do need to have to. That's it, huh?
That does not go.
This I put in my pocket?
Yep. It's the easiest way to do it.
Wow, that's a big one.
Extra power.
That's right. Yep. Well, a little about the chores. It was so fun. After Easter, they didn't care if there's nothing in them. They just wanted to hunt for Easter eggs. So why not put the chores in? And when they found them all, they'd each have like 3 or 4 chores to do. And what was the most fun was, I don't want to clean the bathroom. Will you switch with me? I'll do 2 of your chores for that bathroom. It worked great. Yeah. One of those brainstorms that you don't know how that happened, but it did. So, well, tonight we're going to look at the holidays and trying to find rest in them. And I know that it seems like you're all looking forward to every night to get together once a month to be with women that are in the same boat as you are, as they like to say. And I thought about my parenting. You know, sometimes I was in a little rowboat with holes coming up in it, and I was sinking, and I had to put up a little SOS flag. And then sometimes I felt like I was in a speedboat, and the waves were like crashing around me, but I was going right through them. And those were the good days. There were ups and downs, and I'm sure you experience that right now, don't you? Daily life for a mom is like that. Sometimes the rowboat, sometimes the speedboat, ups and downs, but then you wonder whether you'll ever hit that merrily, 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 like it's but a dream. But tonight we're gonna talk about real life here, because the holiday season is upon us. We've got to face it. But to add a little bit of humor to this before we get serious, because we know how good humor is for the soul and laughing, I found something. It was notes between Martha Stewart. She's the craft woman, the food maven, you name it, she's it. And Irma Bombeck, who you may not know, but she was a humor columnist. And she wrote about her very chaotic, not so perfect life. Can you relate to that one? Okay. So this is Hi Irma. This perfectly delightful note is being sent on paper I made myself to tell you what I have been up to. Since it snowed last night, I got up early and made a sled with old barn wood and a glue gun. Then to make the sled complete, I made a white horse to pull it from some DNA that I had just sitting around my craft room. And by then it was time to make the placemats and the napkins for my 20 guests. Well, I must keep this note short as I need to finish the hand-sewed buttonholes on the dress I'll be wearing. I'll get the sled out and bring this to the post office as soon as the glue dries on the envelope I'll be making. Must hurry now. See you. Love, Martha. Irma writes, Dear Martha, well, I'm writing this in the back of an old shopping list. Pay no attention to the coffee and jelly stains. I'm 20 minutes late getting my daughter off to school. Burnt my arm on the curling iron when I was trying to make those cute curly fries. Still can't find the scissors to cut out some snowflakes. Tried using an old disposable razor. Had to trash the tablecloth. Tried to string cranberries. Don't use frozen cranberries because they mushed when I defrosted them. Well, the smoke alarm is going off. See you. Love, Irma. Well, I'm sure you can relate to one of these or somewhere in between. Are you Martha or are you Irma? Practically perfect in every way or constantly chasing after perfect? And maybe you're somewhere in between, but you're tired. Hopefully tonight you'll find encouragement, you'll find a few ideas to make the holidays manageable, and you'll leave here tonight refreshed. So let's pray. Father, as we look at the holidays that are coming before us, and they are coming, help us, Father, to focus on you, to speak with you, to get our marching orders from you so that we don't do too much and end up exhausted, and look at the holidays as something that we wish weren't there. Help us to be excited about them for Christmas because you were born on Christmas Day, and also for Thanksgiving, for you are the one that truly receives our thanks. So we give this night up to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, in September, Danielle and Rachel did a fabulous job of unpacking the verse for you. I really don't need to say too much about it, but I hope you heard the words that you are seen. You're seen by your table leaders, you're seen by your mentor moms, but most importantly, you're seen by the Lord. I know that He sees you as you tend to the little baby who is hungry in the middle of the night, or at 2 a.m. when one of your children has a coughing fit. He sees you when your child doesn't quite make it to the potty and you have to do another wardrobe change again in the same day. And He sees your busy schedule when you write that one more thing to do on your to-do list and you are tired. But He'll say, "I get you, Mom." And He opens His arms wide to you and He says, "Come to me and I'll give you rest." Well, in October, Jody encouraged you to go to the source of rest, Jesus Himself, and spend time with Him. Send up your prayers as you get up in the morning. "Good morning, Lord." Maybe that's all you'll get out at that time. And then when you put your head on the pillow, kind of review your day and talk to Jesus about that. Keep in mind that throughout the day, He really does walk this mom journey with you. And as my sanctified imagination likes to think, He's on the sidelines as you run your motherhood marathon. He's cheering for you and He's lifting up that sign and says, "You can do it." And I know you can. The holidays, though, do come with some mixed emotion. There's so much to be done and you desperately want to recreate that sparkle of your childhood when, you know, visions of sugar plums danced in your heads. You want to create that for your children now. Or maybe you remember when you came into the living room and you saw all the gifts under the Christmas tree and you were just amazed at how that happened overnight. And now you realize that it's you who has to make everything memorable, you who has to shop for the foods and the gifts, and you who has to cook the meal. And if I keep going, I'm going to lose you because you're going down. So I don't want to dig a hole for you that I cannot dig you out. So let's talk about some expectations tonight. They do fall, a lot of them, on your shoulders. But let's look at some ways to make the holidays memorable and fun for you. You know, let's look at what Matthew 11:28 says. And, you know the verse, "Come to me." We'll get to that in just a minute. But I've learned over the years, as I've studied promises of God, that oftentimes a promise of God has two parts. There's God's part and there's our part. And we love honing in on God's part, don't we? And like, yeah, He'll give me the light, you know, the delights of my heart, and He'll do this and He'll do that. But the thing is, He will do His part, but He won't do our part. So as we look at Matthew 11:28-29, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Notice in this verse, the first thing we have to do is come. He's calling us to come to Him. That's our part. And then we take Christ's yoke on us. We yoke ourselves with Him so that we can learn from Him. Now, we can't claim the promise if our part's left undone. So think about that when you're looking for rest. You have a part to play in there. And there is no shortcut. We do need to spend time with the Lord, leaning on Him. And what Jesus is really offering us is spiritual rest here. I know you're so tired and you want that physical rest, and I pray that that will come. But we can rest with Him when we parent our little ones. We can rest knowing that we have the resource of God's wisdom as we parent our children. And we can rest, and this is important, that God has our best interest in mind. So trust him. For me, as I rest in him, I find myself trusting him more and more. I'd have to trust him for today and all of my tomorrows. And the more I've gone through life with the ups and downs of just hard in life, I realize he's worthy to be trusted. It's not always easy. It's, you know, it's trusting him in the hard, and it's trusting him when life doesn't make sense, and it's trusting him in the dark. But I know that he's there for me, and his plans for me are good, to give me a future and hope. And regardless of what's going around me, that's where I put my trust. But if you have never taken that step of trusting Jesus as your Savior, and ask, you need to ask him to come into your life. This promise is for those that know him and believe in him and have accepted him as the as your Savior. And if that's not true for you, I would suggest that you would talk to a mentor mom here tonight or one of people in leadership, because all of this will start to make sense when you come to Jesus and find rest for your souls. So now let's turn the tide and look at the possibility of a restful holiday, which may seem like an oxymoron, doesn't it? But I come today bearing the message that it can be done. But let me ask you a question first. Who is setting the bar for your holiday plans? Yeah, that seemingly high, unattainable bar. Is it you? Or is it the Martha Stewart in you? And I want to remind you that she has assistance. She doesn't do it all on her own. You do not, okay? Or is it Facebook or Instagram that has set the bar so high for you? As you look to your right and to your left and you say to yourself, if they can do it, why can't I? Yeah, and if you ask yourself that question, keep in mind that there are very few people who will post their failures on Facebook and Instagram. You're only getting a snapshot in a moment of time. A Greek philosopher, several of them, used to have this little phrase, know thyself. And I think that's an okay springboard to spring off of, because what you know about yourself, you know how much you can do at any given time. But better than knowing yourself is knowing God. This is the God who created you. He knows your strengths. He knows your weaknesses. He knows if you're type A or type B. Are you the doer who attacks your list methodically? In fact, that list energizes you? Or are you the one who constantly misplaces that list and you think you'd be better off if you just took a nap? Keep in mind how God created you and work to your strengths and talents, the one he has equipped you with. Now, some of you may need to begin to have a more realistic of what view of what you can accomplish now that you have children. It's different, isn't it? You used to be able to shop when you wanted to and do this and do that, but now you're home with your children, or you're trying to shop with them. You know, there's just so many things, variables, that children bring to the table. But some of you need to ramp things up now that you do have children. You need to help them have the holiday that you want them to have. So spend more time with the Lord, asking him to guide you through your planning, to help you set up realistic expectations. Don't skip this step, because he knows you better than you know yourself. And I have to do that, okay, because, you know, I can find 1,000 great ideas. We're having Christmas together this year. There will be 18 of us, or 17 of us, and, you know, I want everything to be perfect for my grandchildren. But even in preparing for tonight, like some of the things that I wanted to make as giveaways, I realize I don't have the bandwidth to do that anymore with teaching Bible study and doing some of the things that I need to do. So I need to take also inventory. So that's a good start for all of us. You know, he's going to help you with your holiday rhythm and your planning. Now, as you plan, try to get that realistic mindset. Okay, what really matters during the holidays? And I thought of a few things, and these don't cost money or anything, but just simply being together as a family is a great start. Goal, be together. And hopefully you'll make that one. How about eating? You eat every day, just that it's a different holiday meal. What's your expectations for that? And then making memories. These are things you do every day, so it doesn't have to change too much. And then ask yourself, what am I aiming for? What do I want this holiday to seem like? Is it going to be a simple day? Because you don't want to seem to be frazzled when December 26th comes along and you've just been overwhelmed on the 25th. Or is it a day that you want to focus on Jesus? So what you'll do is just make your activities focusing on Him. Or maybe this year you're going to choose as a family to focus on others and you're going to do acts of service. It doesn't have to be the same thing every year. Your ages of your children is going to make a difference in what you're going to be planning. So whatever you're aiming for, I hope you'll put sleep on your to-do list. Desperately need sleep. We all need that. And so I have an acronym for you tonight, even though I thought, nope, not this time, but sleep just kept popping up. And so we're going to do that. That's what I hope for you all, that you won't be so overwhelmed with the hustle and bustle and your mile-long to-do list that you wake up on December 26th and wonder, where did the holiday go? I've been there before, believe me. So let's make the holidays more manageable with sleep. Let's start with simplify the holidays. That just seems to be some a mantra that you can use in life once you have children. How can I simplify my day? Well, look at your bandwidth at this specific time of your life. What can you handle realistically? Could you delegate some of those responsibilities? Are you sharing a meal with somebody else? They can help you with that. Can you create just a few ways to make the holiday special rather than the hundreds of possibilities out there? Can you stay off Pinterest so you don't look at what you can't do? Those ideas may be great, and they are, but they'll exhaust you before you get to mid-December. So I want to tell you about my Thanksgiving that I grew up. I grew up with a very prim and proper grandmother, and that's what we called her, grandmother. And this was our Thanksgiving meal every year. Creamed onions, creamed corn, mushrooms, succotash, oyster stuffing, cranberry sauce, turkey, gravy, mashed potatoes, and I think I didn't even have all those things down there. So I knew that that was not in my wheelhouse. So when we had kids, what we had for Thanksgiving was turkey, mashed potatoes, corn, green bean casserole, and stuffing. Things that I knew my kids would like, and we would just enjoy, which is a bountiful meal, but it was simple compared to what I grew up with. And then with all the food preparations, I think it's easy to overlook our children while we're preparing the meals. So I tried to have something for them to do. Maybe it was a sheet of paper and that was going to be our placemats for that day and they could draw the pictures that they wanted to on those placemats. We would string, and I'm surprised that they didn't mention this, but every year we strung Fruit Loops on a piece of yarn, because that would be like the Indian's beads. But one thing that some of my children really liked, have you ever made butter? Well, what you do is you pour heavy cream in a little jar, and you shake it, and you shake it, and you shake it. It takes about 10 minutes. But wow, that'll keep them busy, and they'll pass that jar around to the next person. And then all of a sudden, you don't hear the liquid anymore, and you hear thump, 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 and there's a little bowl of butter, and that kept them busy. For Christmas, after realizing there is absolutely no end to what kids will want, I remember those days of my own childhood, that Tom and I decided that we would give our children three gifts at Christmas time. These would represent the gold, frankincense, and myrrh that the wise men brought to Jesus. The gold gift was their main gift. That's what they really wanted. I mean, within reason, if we could afford it. And then because frankincense was used in worship at the temple, that was their spiritual gift. And it might be a Bible or a book, a devotional book. It could be a CD, depending on their ages. And myrrh was used preparing the body for burial. So that represented a need. Did they need a new pair of shoes, some boots, a jacket, hat and gloves? What did they absolutely need? And that became their myrrh gift. What I like about this is it manages expectations for both the kids. They know they're getting three gifts, and it was helpful for us to know what categories to. It kind of brought it back in to realistic. So that's how we simplified the holidays. L stands for look for the purpose of the holiday. Now, it's easy to see for both Thanksgiving, you know, and Christmas, we need to remember the Lord. So he's the one who receives our thanks on Thanksgiving, and truly, he's the reason for the season at Christmas. So keep him front and center. For Thanksgiving, we spent time giving thanks to God, but we didn't do it the same way every year. Something would pop up and be like, that's a good idea. Let's try that this year. One year we put five kernels of corn. This is hard corn, not the kind that we were going to serve. Indian corn, so to speak. And it said, true or not, we don't know, but that the first year that the pilgrims came over, that may have been all they had to eat each day was five kernels of corn. And so we would go around the table, kernel one, I'm thankful for this, I'm thankful for that, and so on, until all five kernels were spoken for. You have probably already in your life, if you have a child, three or older, made a thankful tree. Where, you know, I love it when you can put it on a sliding glass door and make a big one with big leaves. But take some time at night to say, what are you thankful for? And write those on the leaves and put them up there. Now, I'll tell you, you don't have to do all the work yourself because Oriental Trading Company would be more than happy to do all this for you. So look at their catalog if that's not what you want to do. Then we started in 2013, so our kids were not little by then, but we started a thankful journal. And this was just an easy thing to make, some craft paper on a composition book. And so when they were little, we kind of would dictate what they were thankful for. As they got older, or there were some children at our house and they would write down, and so cute to see their little handwriting. Some pictures we can put in there. As the kids got older and we had company or something, we just leave the cards around, like it may be say, I'm thankful for, and they could fill it in, and then we'd add it to the journal. And I'm gonna leave this up here. Everything here is, you can look at for yourselves. So that is just a tradition that we use to remember Christ. For Christmas, there's so many ways to do that. You probably will be a wealth of information at your tables tonight, sharing what you've already done with your kids or what you hope to do one day. But one thing I would really suggest highly is to have a nativity set that your kids can actually touch. Fisher Price makes a cute little one. The newer ones have the light lights up and it plays Away in the Manger, I think. That's cute. But have you heard from the Star from Afar? That's over here. You'll see it at the end of the table. It comes with a real star, but I took that one out because I'm going to tell you, you don't have to buy this $50 book and manger scene. If you have a manger scene of your own, make a star. The idea here is that through the days of December, each night you're going to put that star someplace else in the house. And so when your kids come down in the morning, they're going to be looking for the star. And when they find that star, they get to put the three wise men over there next to the star. And the next day it's someplace else. And so they're kind of wandering, just like the wise men might have had to wander. and they're waiting for baby Jesus to come. And so on Christmas morning, that star gets placed on by your nativity set, and then put Jesus where he belongs. Now, having the wise men at the manger scene isn't exactly according to scripture, but I think we all punt a little about that one, don't we? So that's star from far. And then we started, when the kids were little, a Jesus stocking. And what they did when they were little, I think, do you know the song, What Can I Give Him, Poor As I Am, If I Were a Shepherd, If I Were a Wise Man, But I Can Give Him My Heart. So it kind of sprung from that. And I realize I have a pin in here. Give that to somebody and I'll take it out. So that was a way that they might say something like, I'm going to pray more, or I'm going to read to my baby brother more, I'm going to be kinder, and so on. Their kind of goal for loving Jesus, how will they express that? Now, when the kids are older, we actually go to like Samaritan's Purse or Compassion International catalogs, and we have bought chickens, and we have bought baby formula for people all over the world, water. Oftentimes we try to line it up with something that really is special to our children, and that's the last thing we do on Christmas morning after opening gifts. So we simplify the holidays, we look for the purpose of the holiday, and now let's embrace imperfection. Let's get that right out of the way. Your holiday probably is not going to be perfect, but there may be some curveballs that you didn't expect, like your child is sick, and or at the last minute your extended family can't come. And you know what that does? It makes you sad. That's life. And we often have that unrealistic expectation, that perfect Norman Rockwell Thanksgiving. Everybody's smiling, everybody's eating, everybody's happy. But that's not the way it might be. But our kids don't need a sad-eyed mom when something doesn't go as planned. So I would suggest in December, start praying, Lord, I give that day to you. Help me to have realistic expectations. Help me not to hold it so tightly to be my way, and just yield to what the Lord will bring. Because who knows? This might be the year that you have your perfect Thanksgiving and Christmas. One year at Thanksgiving time, the people that were supposed to come to our house, our friends, had a sick child, so they couldn't come, and they were bringing the turkey. So I think we ate sandwiches that day. Our kids were fairly young. We were disappointed because we'd looked forward to it, but we didn't let it ruin our day. We just celebrated that we were together. Being in the military, you're not always with your family on Christmas. Don't let that define your day. Enjoy what God has given you, your little family, and not the extended ones. So that's embrace imperfection. Then we need to encourage kindness. We need to do that 365 days a year. It makes me think of the verse John 13:35, when Jesus says, by this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. So we thought it was a good idea to show our neighbors kindness and love. For Thanksgiving, we often made that what Megan mentioned about that pumpkin bread with the cinnamon topping on it to give to our neighbors. There's clever ideas too, and you're all gonna go home with a little packet of ideas. Not a lot, because I didn't want to overwhelm you, but why not help you? I still have boxes full of things that I never got around to when my kids were little, and I doubt I'll get through them with my grandchildren either. So, and that's where I needed to set realistic expectations. But for instance, for Thanksgiving, it's a bag of, it's called a blessing mix. Some of the things in it is bugles. Do they still make bugles? Okay. They're shaped like cornucopia, which is a symbol of our nation's abundance. And then you put a Hershey kiss in, and the love of family and friends that sweetens our lives. And I would suggest adding to it a scripture verse about giving thanks to the Lord. Reach out to your neighbors. Start a little conversation with that. And then for Christmas, there's a similar one that you're going to get tonight. But what I love about this one is you put the pretzels that are kind of this shape, you know. And it's a symbol of Mother's loving arms as Mary wrapped Jesus in swaddling clothes and placed him in the manger. You're getting your neighbors to hear some of the Christmas story. Now, this is something new that I read. I saw it advertised. Does anybody here have the giving manger? I think it's such a cool idea. Well, no, that sounds wrong because I did my own version of it like 30 years ago where I had a little basket and I cut up yellow and brown construction paper that was the hay, and I encouraged my children to make a comfy bed for Jesus. So every time they did an act of kindness, they would be able to put a little piece of straw in the manger. Now, this was, I'm all about, let's not buy into what costs you a lot. But this is what I found at the dollar store, which I thought, this made a great manger. In fact, it comes with the whole stable, in a sense. So these little crinkle things could be the hay that your children put in. And then on Christmas night, so that Christmas morning when they get up, you put in, they have, see, baby Jesus, and he's sleeping so comfortably on the bed of kindness that you made him. So that, and, or you could spend $25 and get it on Amazon. Your choice. But I love that idea that, you know, you are showing kindness in your home, the kids too. And really, the idea is, we're not bragging about the kindness. Your little ones are going to tell you anyway. I did this, I did that, and you know, yeah, celebrate them. But the idea is eventually, well, of course, I don't have my 18 or my 40-year-old doing this anymore, but I can have my grandchildren do it, and it's just between them and the Lord. So, simplify the holidays, look for the purpose of the holiday, embrace imperfection, encourage kindness, and preserve special traditions. Can you think of one or two that are kind of non-negotiables for your family? Because you will have little soldiers telling you, ma'am, we did it this way last year, we need to do it this time too. My kids didn't have a mother that was like that. It was like, yeah, it worked last year, but we're on to something else, you know? But we did have a few, and that was, if you ask our kids, what's the order of Christmas morning? They will tell you that they come down the steps. Well, it doesn't really work now with 17 of us. Two steps apart, that's what they did when there were four of them. But we still, to this day, we have our stockings, then we have our breakfast. And the birthday cake for Jesus, which used to come at dinner time, now is at breakfast, because for Tom, it's the Entenmann's coffee cake that he loves. We put a little candle in it. We still sing happy birthday to Jesus. And we did it when there was no kids, grandkids, but we did sing happy birthday to Jesus. And then we end the morning with the Jesus stocking. Have you made those chains with your kids, you know, out of construction paper? Well, you can get all kinds now in stores and everything. But what I like about it is it helps your kids understand time a little bit. So you start with 24, 25 links, and each day they get to rip off one. And I'd suggest making one per child, because sharing isn't always a great thing in December. And so they get to tear off, and so they see that the chain gets smaller and smaller, and that Christmas will be coming soon. I did like making ornaments with my kids, and these are just simple ones. I'm just come up and look at them later, but you know, cut out a little piece of construction paper and glue Smarties on them. I've got some Smarties over there if you want to take them home, and you know, this won't last year to year necessarily, but and then you can get this at the Dollar Tree now, and it's, you put your little kid's face in it. I love my ornaments that have my kid's face. And then this I got, I think, was at Hobby Lobby. What I like about this,
as I worked with children with learning disabilities, you want to get their little fine motor skills working. I'm a real fan of stickers for kids, the foamy kind that's easier to get the backing off. So make sure that you're not gluing. You are the stickers that have the backing off, and they decorate that. And how cute is that on your Christmas tree? Then for Thanksgiving, maybe it's reading Psalm 100 before you eat, and some of the things that we've already talked about before. Now, I gave you several ideas, and I certainly didn't want to overwhelm you, and I certainly do not want you to go home and do all of them this year, because that's not the idea of tonight. It's just to give you a few ideas. You know, when you're getting ready for Christmas, have your children decorate the bottom of the tree, their height, what they can, with maybe ornaments they've made in the years past, put on Christmas music, and at the end you all get hot chocolate together, but make it an event, and it's just not a big, well, decorating the tree is a big one, but their little part in it doesn't have to be huge. So look at your expectations, look at what you feel you're comfortable of, pray about it, ask God to help you, because that will help to have a restful holiday season. Now, I found this poem, and I think that it puts everything in perspective, so I'm going to close with this. I strung all the lights on my pre-lit fake tree, shopped Amazon Prime because the shopping is free. Shipping is free. I checked in with Pinterest for tablescape trends, then hustled to mail cards to family and friends. When low in my heart, there arose a faint sound. 'Twas a voice so distinct with a truth so profound. Make it all about Jesus. I baked one more batch, for I thought that I should. Planned a holiday bash for the whole neighborhood. Made lists, secret-santed, and found that at night, I was so stinking weary, I lost my delight. My Christmas was fueled by do, 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 do. The voice came again, just be. It's true, this is all about Jesus. And then one year I gave up on should, I gave thanks for all that was right, true, and good. I gave up on hustle, let strivings all cease. I lit a small candle and felt a warm peace. For at last I had come to know in my heart that Christmas can't fit in a Kohl's shopping cart. And I heard it once more, that truth that is ageless. This Christmas, dear child, make it all about Jesus. So as you prepare for your upcoming holidays, my prayer for you is that you will sleep in heavenly peace this holiday season. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you walk this journey with us. It would be just so hard to do it alone, without your wisdom, without your strength. And so as we lay our plans for Thanksgiving and Christmas before you, help us to be wise in what we do, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, that's
you're still
right.
Hooked up.
I am.
One of those cartoon
moments.
That's great.